So what you have before you is essentially keeping that same 18 dropout age for an individual, but it kind of provides exceptions. And the first of those exceptions is it does allow a 16-year-old to stop attending high school at that point if they have parental consent, and if they're unable to actually graduate, they don't have enough credits to be on track to be able to graduate. But we even took it a step further than that and said that if you're 16, to be able to do this, you need to do all that, plus you need to be able to go off and pass your GED or high school equivalency. So we encompassed that into the 16. For 17-year-olds, we took a little bit simpler or more simple of an approach and just put that parental consent piece in there, as well as the fact that you're unable to graduate.